I'm so sick of hearing about balls. Balls, 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 balls. Talking about balls, big and small. Balls, 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 balls. Balls, 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 balls. Balls, 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 balls. It's all we talk about at all.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for January 26, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today's episode is brought to you by balls. The first several songs we're going to hear are going to be about balls. I'll try not to talk about balls, because probably all you've heard for the past week is nonstop sports talk about balls. You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving, incredibly cheap jokes. The Deflategate scandal here leading up to the Super Bowl and the nonsense that surrounds it. It's been beaten to death. And of course, the folks at TK Jingles jumped in on that bandwagon to add their own snark to it. So after five songs up front with some silly ball talk, we will then have five more traditional jingles from the past week from some of the regulars, some really good ones. And then next week, I'm still in the process of editing my interview. I'll be chatting with Scary Gary Allen, a childhood idol of mine who did parody songs back in the mid-90s. And we'll play a few of those here to just tease that appearance. And then I've got a collection of some of my favorite intro songs from the podcast that we'll close out with for this episode. So without further ado, we should really listen to some music about balls. So up front, we have an idea that was originally on tkjingles.com. And I changed it quite a bit, but I love the original idea. I just tweaked the lyrics a little bit, probably just to add more ball jokes, called 50 Ways to Cheat Like Brady. And then Joe Arrow going for it with a AC/DC parody that he calls Small Balls. Then Brendan Steenburgen sent me an email with some lyrics to Nat King Cole's Unforgettable about how Belichick is oddly credible in this whole situation. And then John Fitzpatrick weighs in on this scenario with Nobody But Me. And then he has a lovely song about Bill Belichick called Lollipop. And then after that, we'll get back to the regular stuff that y'all came here for. More TK Jingles.
Forget the rules, Bill said to Tommy. Just ignore them like I ignore integrity. Follow me and you'll win another MVP. There must be 50 ways to cheat like Brady. Tom said, do I really need to do any of that? Just leave me to my Uggs and my poofy hat. But then again, I really do like my balls flat. I guess there's 50 ways to cheat like Brady. 50 ways to cheat like Brady. Just spy on the Jets, Jeff. Wink at the ref, Jeff. Deflate the ball, Paul. It's so easy. Make crazy formations up. Give a little tuck, Chuck. Get two ladies knocked up at the same time.
Well, I'm ever upper class NFL royalty. New England fans, they show me so much loyalty. I've found that heavy footballs can be a pain to throw, so I deflated a few secretly, but now everybody knows. I hate big balls, and Bill hates big balls, so we made the call to deflate our balls. Goodell wants big balls, the league wants big balls, but we've got the smallest balls of them all!
Oddly credible, that's what you are. Oddly credible, at least so far. Such an unctuous coach that oozes sleaze. How the thought of you repulses me. Never before has someone been more just despicable in every way. And now I guess they'll let Brady play. But as for Belichick, it's incredible that someone so, so, so detestable could find himself oddly credible now.
Nobody can make
Deflategate
stick to me. Nobody can stiff the press like I do. Somebody better ask my quarterback what he did. Nobody wears a
hoodie
like I do. Well, don't you know I'm gonna skate right through? Ain't no way they pin this on me.
Nope, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I'll make Tom squirm and lie. Ain't going down with you on this base.
Nope, it wasn't me.
Well, let me tell you, nobody puts this thing on me. Let me tell you, nobody.
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 Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick. Can't stand Bill Belichick, tell you why, 'cause he's a cheater and an evil guy. But when he dons his hoodie and baggy pants, other guys have got no chance, because he's Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick. Deflates the pigskin, he's that slick, lets air out so Brady can pass. You may think the balls have been messed with, still Belichicks are made of brass. Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick, Belichick, oh Billy, 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 Belichick.
John Fitzpatrick really nailing it there with those last two. All right, now back to some more traditional jingles. Hopefully we got the balls jokes out of our system. Now we can just spend like 10 minutes having fart jokes or something. Just to bring it down even lower. Or we could maybe just focus on something actually interesting and funny. But so up front, we have Brad Weiss, the always funny Brad Weiss, with a Star Trek intro parody. John Neisminger with a parody of a Billy Joel song that most people probably don't know, Minor Variation, talking about Tony's phone bill situation. It's great. And then Tony was going on and on yet again about the Rascals and being encouraged to name them all last week, which happens probably once a week on the show. And I don't know why everybody indulges him doing that, because it was maybe interesting the first time he did it. And now I was like, all right, yeah, I've got it memorized too. But anyway, he named the Rascals, so I felt like there should be some jingle commemorating that. So I put one together for that. Then Joe Arrow has a good one with Your Love. And then featured on the show last week, a parody of Roxanne, also about the phone bill situation, KJ Onstad with Offshore.
Chevy Chase, a DC Frontier. These are the ramblings of an old man, Kornheiser. His life's ambition, to bring in more cash with endless conversation. To host a show where sandwiches are brought for free.
Oh. Some days I have to call them cause I'm confused. Spot out my try, can't help but think that sometime I'm gonna lose. I'll tell you why, they think I'm crazy. Cause I don't know their location. There's something new with this odd bill inflation. I just define it as a phone bill situation. When corporate wants to call me, they drop me a line. Don't they know who I am? The PR agents that they are, say they sympathize. Deal for you, it's only 80 this month and then only 40. Aren't we so dandy? Don't feel so bad, it's just you don't really matter. We're glad you offer such a small consolation. Say, I'm born in eggs, it's just a phone bill situation. Is it a major complication, baby? It's just a formal situation.
I know Gene Cornish and Dino Danelli, Felix Cavalieri and Eddie Bergotti. And I know them all, because one man does a daily roll call. Anthony Irwin Kornheiser knows every song the Rascals wrote, and every time he hears one, he names it after just one.
Eddie's brother David Bergotti arranged the vocal harmonies and sang backgrounds on the original recordings?
I did not know that. That's very interesting.
I know, that's what I'm telling you. Very interesting.
Fascinating.
That's a wow.
Tony's on a bridge bound for Delaware. He's praying that he'll make it over. He's pumping all his brakes cause he's so damn scared. You know a caddy just can't go much slower. He just wants to make it home tonight. He doesn't want to lose his life tonight. He's got a lot of steaks that he'd like to eat. If he could just plug in his toaster. Lots of celebrities he'd like to meet. But they run away when Tony walks over. They don't want to be his friends tonight. The A-list doesn't know his name, that's right. Now it's time for Tony's mailbag, but sending in a fax doesn't make much sense. How about some emails and some notes? Tony's gonna read a few for you folks.
I'm offshore. You don't have to put up a big fight. Just need your passcode. You don't need to know my location tonight. I'm offshore. What's with your sense of urgency? You've just changed your phone plan. Why inquire about my my geography. I'm not sure. You don't need to know where I am tonight. I'm not sure. You don't have to know where I am tonight.
Offshore.
Give me a passcode.
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 Off. All right, five awesome new jingles from tkjingles.com from the past week. There's even more up there. I don't have time to share everything on this podcast. Try to pick out things that I find interesting, different, or that I like. By no means the best. If you like what you heard there, go check out tkjingles.com. And while you're there, let me know what you think of the new layout, some of the new features. You can email me podcast@tkjingles.com or find me on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. I've been teasing for a while this guest that I'm going to have next week. I sat down with him this week, got everything recorded, just taking a little bit longer to kind of mix it than I'd like. And I also want to do some custom intro stuff for him. So Scary Gary Allen was an idol of mine back when I was a teenager, and it turns out he had a very similar background to myself. He did radio parodies on an LA radio station back in the mid-90s. A lot of them were picked up nationally, and I knew him from the Dr. Demento show, and that was a great parody and comedy and oddball music show that would run every Sunday night. So anyway, I wanted just to share a few of Gary's songs here, just to kind of give you a sense of the type of music that he did and a sense of what's coming next week when I sit down and chat with him. So the first one, when I first heard this when I was 12 or 13, I thought it was kind of amusing and, you know, got a little smile on my face. Oh, that's interesting. But, you know, when I listened back to it in the last couple of weeks when Gary sent me some of his files, I almost drove off the road because it just made, you know, it's about him and his small children, and it really hit home with what it's like, you know, being a dad with small kids. And then the next one is just a more typical silly parody song of She Drives Me Crazy. So I'll play these two songs, and then the last segment we're going to have on here is just a feature segment on some of my favorite introductory music that I've done over the past year.
Shoot, shoot, shoot. Mr. Calhoun's office. Doodlesby speaking. It's my boss. Please hold.
Doodlesby!
Yes, sir?
Bring in that contract and show me how to sign my name.
You lazy buffoon.
What?
Right away, Mr. Calhoun.
Then go to the gym during lunch and do my workout for me.
Yes, sir.
And I want to feel good today, so do it twice.
You lazy jerk.
What was that, Doodlesby?
Yes, sir. I'm getting right to work.
I can't stand that lazy slob. I wipe his nose. I do his job. Pass the buck, COD. He's just a useless SOB. He's a lazy dweeb. He wrote the book. He needs two desks, one for his foot. My boss is lazy. My boss is lazy, he's the king of all jerks. He'll go play golf on a whim.
And then his big scary boss calls, and I have to lie for him.
He arrives at work with nothing to do. When he goes home, he's only halfway through. How'd he move up in this corporation? He gets his gas at an immobile station.
My boss is lazy. I do his work. My boss is lazy. He's the king of all jerks.
On the treadmill, sir.
Well, get in here and make me feel important.
That'll be the second time today, sir.
Never mind. Oh, and Higgins left his briefcase in my office. Fax it back to him.
Sir, you can't fax a briefcase.
Just fax it.
Mr. Calhoun, go fax yourself.
Doodlesby! Doodlesby! Doodlesby!
My boss is lazy. My boss is lazy, he's the king of vultures.
By no means is that a commentary on my boss or anything like that. So lest we get the wrong impression, those I just thought were two great representative tracks from Scary Gary Allen's catalog, which is not available anywhere, unfortunately. I think you can find one or two of his songs on a Dr. Demento compilation album. But we'll get into that next week when we sit down and talk with him about his career in parody music, what he's up to today, and some fun, share some fun tunes. So I've mentioned this before, but when I started this podcast, I always figured that I would have a custom intro song, some jingle of about 30 seconds at the beginning about how I like doing jingles, and then really would just kind of DJ over the music and play a few bonus tracks and outtakes and demos and stuff and kind of share some behind-the-scenes insights into this whole thing. And for whatever reason, every week there's usually some new topic I want to sing about that I don't really think is relevant for Tony's show or for my website. It's something that is very specific to this podcast. So, you know, I think 9 times out of 10, there's a custom song for the show every week. So those aren't available anywhere unless you've listened to every single episode, and many people haven't. So every now and then I like to feature a few of my favorites. So up front is a parody of a Remy Zero song called Fair that was featured in the movie Garden State. And then a parody of the Beach Boys' God Only Knows about some ridiculous golfing story that Tony told that I just thought was like the worst 5 minutes of radio of all time. But I was laughing and I really enjoyed it, which goes to show, I guess it wasn't so bad after all. And then two reflective songs, one about how it had been an entire year that I'd been doing jingles and kind of looking back and how long it had, you know, I'd put into it and all the things that I'd done. And then the last one is a song that Jen Neiswiger helped me put together, a parody of Billy Joel's 2,000 Years. And we're going to close with that. No mailbag today. Next week, we'll be back with a very long show, and I'm putting all my energy into getting ready for that. But if you have thoughts, if you have things you'd like to share, if you enjoy this podcast, please, I really do enjoy hearing from you, podcast@dkjingles.com. Just drop me a line. Leave me a review on iTunes. Go check out the mobile apps in the Android or Windows Store or Apple Store. Download those. Otherwise, you know, I'll be back here next week with a great feature on Scary Gary Allen, and I'm sure whatever other insanity comes out of Tony's week at the Super Bowl in Arizona and all the songs that ensue from those wild stories. So without further ado, here's Fair and then some other of my favorite TK Jingles intro music. See you next week.
Hey, Mr. Tony, summer's coming slowly. I wrote a song, but it was wrong. It was funny and timely, but it ran 5 minutes long. But hey, you know, that's why I built a website. So sing along with me about the mailbag. Nigel might send you a sticker like Brad. Sing about email, mention a fax. All of that work for so little swag. But hey, you made the show. Tony talked about his golfing foursome. He won some pro shop credit. Maybe next he'll tell us how he spent it. Does anyone know why I'd want to hear that?
Hey folks, welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and thank you for joining me today. Got a special little song for you to kick off the show. Hope you enjoy.
I can't remember what I used to do before my mailbag debut. What did I do before? You know, I've had a lot of fun with this show. Never thought I'd do more than one song, though. This past year's been so much fun, and I hope to do it more. It's been a year singing stupid songs about Tony and Will Bond. The littles have been kind, and I thank you. One whole year, all the parodies I've made. I bitched about the delay, and a few of my tunes got played. 122 songs this year. In the beginning, I spent one really long night writing some lyrics and getting the vocals just right. I was ecstatic to hear my song on the show, and how I lost that damn contest, I don't know. So many angles, so many jokes to be told. Roger's an asshole, Liz loves the boss, Tony's old, Edith McManus. Ha, maybe I've been doing this. After 200 songs,
you are tearing me apart, Lisa.